for December 3rd, 2008. We have a significantly fewer number of appointments to actually interview today than we normally have. We're going to go through that process. I'm opening a hearing only. I do not need a quorum to have a hearing, but I'm hoping that some of my other members of the committee join me relatively soon. So we will open with the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, and
just let's get on the line here. We're just being transferred over.
Hi, Ms. Schuff. Am I mispronouncing your name? Hello?
Ms. Schuff?
Technology.
Can I transfer again, please?
Hi, Ms. Schuff. Are you there?
Ms. Schuff? Hello? Can we take a brief recess?
We will take a brief recess.
Richard, who are we on the phone?
Amy Schuff for the Fair Dismissal Board.
Okay, do we have any other committee people on the phone?
Oh, no. Soon. You are before us for appointment to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board. All we need at this particular point is just a couple of minutes from you talking a little bit about your background and why you want to serve on the board. And we will be making a decision about forwarding parties that have been nominated or put forward by the governor later in the meeting. So in terms of our discussion with you, it'll probably be all over in a few minutes, so you don't have to be too concerned about the time of this. So you just want to go ahead and start whenever you're ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
So I give my statement, right?
Okay. Yes.
So my name is Amy Schuff, and I am a high school teacher, social studies. I teach at Westview High School in the Beaverton School District. Do you need to know my address?
No.
Okay, and I'm in my 16th year of education as an educator. I was obviously in education for many years before that as a student, but that's a separate thing. I think I offered the appeals board, the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, an interesting perspective because I had 3 years of high school administrative experience as a high school vice principal, in addition to many years as a teacher, and this is my 16th year. So I think that gives me the opportunity to offer a fair and just approach because I can see both sides of the issue. Additionally, I think this would be an excellent way to serve both my state as well as my profession. So that's basically my reason for wanting to serve and what I hope I can offer the board.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, I want to thank you for your interest in serving and your interest for being here today by phone. And we will take action on your appointment a little bit later in this meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye.
There are a few of these appointments that I do not want to do without having a majority of the committee. So I'm going to go a little bit out of order from what we had anticipated, and if someone could call Senator Farioli's office and determine when he will be here. Let's go to the, since she's traveled a great distance, to Ms. Robin Risley for the Parks and Recreation Commission. Hi, Ms. Risley. If you could do basically the same, just talk a little bit about your background and your desire to serve on the Parks and Recreation Commission. I will tell you from practical experience, you picked the right department of the state to want to be in at this particular point because the resources for parks and recreation are not as dependent on the economy as they are for other departments. So.
Yeah.
And I understand the gentleman behind me has something to do with that. My name's Robin Risley, and I'm from Cannon Beach. It would be an honor to serve on the Oregon State Parks and Recreation Commission, representing the west of the Coast Range. I'm a fifth-generation Oregonian, and I've lived in the North Oregon coast since 1974. I've been involved with the Cannon Beach Parks. We have done a sculpture without walls. We have also created a reserve for our watershed. I bring to this commission a great love of the natural and diverse beauty of Oregon, and I desire to protect, maintain, and plan for the future generations.
Thank you very much. I would indicate that I wish I had more members here to actually ask questions, but what's your favorite state park?
Ecola, of course.
Okay.
Actually, I was a movie scout for the film and video department for the state of Oregon.
Okay.
And we filmed Goonies there.
Oh, okay.
And it's a wonderful park because it's shared by not only the state, but the city of Cannon Beach.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Ms. Risley? She's a new appointment to the Parks and Recreation Commission. Senator Burdick, Senator Ferrioli.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I trade jobs with you?
Well,
just
you can
for the next 2 years.
I'd love your input.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming here today.
Thank you.
And wish you well and for a safe trip back home also.
Thank you. I'm going to Brookings to
okay.
see what's going on. Thanks.
We will now go to the State Board of Forestry. Mr. Steve Wilson is going to be available by phone. He's on the line now. Mr. Wilson? Okay. Mr. Wilson? Hi, Mr. Wilson. This is Senator Devlin. I'm here with Senator Ferrioli and Senator Burdick. Senator Brown will join us relatively soon. And basically, the way that this operates is I just need you to talk for a couple of minutes about your background and about your interest in serving on the Board of Forestry, and then I'll see if there are any questions from the committee. And then a little bit later, we will take an actual vote on recommending your appointment to the full Senate.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Chairman Devlin, Senator Ferrioli, Senator Burdick, and then Senator Brown comes in. I thank you for allowing me to speak with you today by phone. I wish that I could have been there in person, but circumstances in our private lives sometimes come first. In this case, my wife having some medical procedures this afternoon. I'm Steve Wilson, and I live at 16500 South Copley Court, Oregon City. I'm interested in serving on the Board of Forestry, and my background is really a labor representative. I'm currently working as the Secretary Treasurer of the Woodworkers District Lodge, which was formerly the International Woodworkers of America, and is now a division of the Machinist Union. And I've worked for this labor union since 1985, almost 24 years full time. The district lodge that I work for oversees 10 local lodges in the 4 Northwest states, and we primarily represent loggers and mill workers. Trying to find that I've worked as a business rep, or as a labor representative, I lived on the coast and lived in Reedsport, Oregon. And I served on the City Planning Commission as a commissioner for a couple of years. Then was appointed to the City Council, served on the council for about a year and a half, and then I ran for mayor of the city of Reedsport, and I served 2 years. And prior to working as a labor representative, I worked for for the wood products industry. I work for an international paper company in their Gardner Sawmill division. And before that, I spent 5.5 years as a police officer in Northern California. I think that it's my belief that my service representing workers in the wood products industry and serving the citizens of a timber-dependent community kind of gives me a unique perspective when it comes to balancing forest usage, including recreation, wildlife habitat, river restraint protection, harvesting the timber for commercial needs, and reforestation practices. And in my view, it's an issue of balance with good management of our state forests. I believe that good balance can be reached. Senators and Mr. Chairman, it's my intent, if confirmed, to get up to speed quickly on the issues that face the state forests today and address those issues full on. Again, I thank you for the time that you've given me and the opportunity to be able to speak to you on the phone and welcome any questions.
Mr. Wilson, the members of the committee here appreciate you being able to be on the phone. I understand the difficult family circumstances you're in right now. And we will take action on your appointment a little bit later, but I want to see if there are any questions from the committee.
Sure.
Any questions, Senator Burdick or Senator Farioli?
Statement, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have the privilege of offering testimony to the State Board of Forestry, Minuteman John Day, recently on a mission to look at the collaborative process and to see if there weren't recommendations that the Board of Forestry could make to improve that and support that process and to ultimately encourage an outcome, since some of those tend to be a rather interminable process. And I just was impressed again by the dedication of the Board of Forestry members and the difficulty of the job that they had to balance the needs and wants of Oregonians with rational forest management of the kind that sets an example for other forest managers. And I just wanted to say to this applicant that he comes very highly recommended by a diversity of interests and that he's in for some tough duty. So I was very gratified to hear him use the terms balance and dimension, both in that same context, forest products production and wildlife habitat, watershed management, and all the other forest values that we expect to come from Oregon's forests. You're going to be in the crosshairs, Steve, so good luck with it, and I hope that you will live up to the high recommendations that have been forwarded along with your nomination.
Thank you, Senator. I hope to do so, too.
Any additional questions? I would like to echo many of Senator Farioli's comments and also to again say that I appreciate you being here today on the phone. A little bit later we will hear from some of your supporters who are here to testify. But I wish you well and wish your wife well and again appreciate your willingness to serve. This is not an easy board to be on. None of the boards are actually easy, but this is particularly one of the most difficult boards to be on and to balance all the interests that will come before you. So thank you very much, and we will take action on your appointment a little bit later today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Blackwell.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Blackwell, you've heard the routine several times now, so I won't repeat it, but again, I very much appreciate you being here today.
Thank you very much, Chairman Devlin. Senator Burdick, Senator Farioli, I'm John Blackwell, and I live in Portland, 4708 Southwest Fairview Boulevard. I'm here representing no particular interest other than my broad community interests. I'm presently serving as president of the PsychoOregon Board of Directors. I've been involved in PsychoOregon pretty much since the beginning of that organization. I'm a trustee at the Oregon Health Sciences University Foundation. I'm the immediate past chairman of the Oregon State Park Commission, and I certainly echo your comments about what a great organization that is and what a joy it was to work with parks, especially as we were building and correcting here in Oregon. I just finished a term as a trustee of the National Forest Foundation, an organization that has a vested interest or an interest in our national forests. And I'm on the board of directors of the World Forestry Center, the organization that I founded back in the early 70s. I've been retired from the executive CEO position for about 9 years, but continue to serve on the board of directors of the World Forestry Center. My first job out of college was a land management forester with the Oregon State Forestry Department in Astoria. And I have a very fond feeling for this agency. I've worked for them for 5 years. I worked as a fire control forester in the Dalles, Oregon. I worked as a service forester offering advice to private woodland owners out of the Dalles. I worked as personnel director in Salem and training director in Salem. I worked for the agency for 5 years. Admired greatly the esprit de corps of people who work at forestry, a great commitment to their cause, and we have very good people at forestry. If you'd allow me a moment, Tom McCall, when he was elected, appointed a group called Task Force for the 70s. He invited business people to come in and look at state government and tell him what was wrong. And they came in and looked at forestry, and they could find nothing really wrong. They loved the esprit de corps. They loved the communications. They thought it was a great agency. And the only thing they could find they didn't like was they thought it was inbred with Oregon State University forestry graduates. And they instructed the state forester, Ed Schroeder, to go find someone from elsewhere. And I was courted to come to work for the Oregon State Forestry Department, and only after I arrived did I learn that I was their first affirmative action employee. But I had a wonderful time there, and but had a higher calling and with the World Forestry Center, and continued to work very closely with Oregon State Forestry Department through the years. I very much hope for the opportunity to serve on the Board of Forestry and to offer leadership on the Board of Forestry. For personal reasons, it represents wonderful symmetry in my life. It's the organization where I started, and it's an organization where I'd like to have an impact. At the risk of sounding self-aggrandizing, I do think I can make a difference. I think my leadership skills have demonstrated that I can be helpful at the Board of Forestry. As Senator Farioli points out, the challenges are great, and it would be presumptuous, very presumptuous of me to claim that immediate success, but I'm in it for the long run, and I think I can make a difference, and I hope you'll give me that opportunity, and be happy to answer questions if you have any.
Any questions from Senator Farioli?
I was interested in your reminiscence about the 1970s panel, a look forward. And I just wondered if the governor hadn't given the admonition after he impaneled that group to don't do anything until I get back, because we're still stuck in the 70s with the polarization, and the folks that are activists are still standing on the ramparts. And I just wondered if you'd care to comment on anything that you might do to get people to move past the 70s and forest management controversy in Oregon.
I appreciate that question, Senator. When I came out of forestry school, it wasn't quite environmentally chic or the urban environmentalist hadn't quite become chic yet. And I thought as a forester that I was the true environmentalist. I had a background training in biology. I understood ecosystem management. I felt that there was no better place than forestry to serve that bridge between what started emerging in the late 60s, early 70s as a real movement and a divisiveness between the environmental community and the industrial community. And that was really what drove my interest in the World Forestry Center and my passion in the World Forestry Center. I thought the World Forestry Center was a great place for diverse groups to come together and talk, have that dialogue. And the Oregonian referred to me over the weekend as a moderate, and I'd always thought of that as a pejorative, but as I thought about it, perhaps that's what I am, that I have broad interests, and I think that I've been able to bring people together historically throughout my career. But there are so many bright signs of of success. You know, that those old bitter battles and polemic views, I think, are passing. People understand that to make any progress, to achieve anything, you do have to work together, and there are countless examples of that here in Oregon.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, we're entering a period that has been only recently described as a recession, which I think is kind of amazing because the rest of the country went into one apparently a year ago. We just discovered recession in the Oregon lexicon about a month ago. And we are going to be looking at the potential for public works as a mechanism to stimulate Oregon's economy. And I wondered if you thought that the forests of Oregon had any role to play in helping produce revenue for the school children of Oregon and perhaps even to stabilize rural communities. And that's a question you're going to have to deal with as a Board of Forestry member.
Forestry is why we're all here. Historically, forestry has been the lifeblood of this state. As we've perfected forestry, we've grown trees better and more effectively in Oregon. Douglas fir is the greatest species on earth, and we grow Douglas fir better than anyone here in the state of Oregon. And our utilization in the mills, we've produced more with less. We've learned how to operate and sustain our mills with decadent, dying timber, diseased trees. We've learned how to operate with smaller trees as we thin our stands. We have huge forest health problems in the state of Oregon, as you know, Senator, from the east side and especially in the Blue Mountains. For us to focus on making our forest better while we're extracting commodity from the forest is a win-win situation. Absolutely, yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Blackwell, for being here. Are there any additional questions?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Thank you for coming forward to do this. This is a huge job, and you have several other jobs listed on here that could be also full-time jobs. So I'm especially endeared to the Cycle Oregon presidency.
I know.
Been on four of them.
I know you have.
And I'm just wondering if in your, because I assume you ride Cycle Oregon as well.
Yes.
Whether you feel that has a lot of the issues that we have around forestry and environmental issues and land use issues in Oregon is simply, like Cool Hand Luke said, a failure to communicate. And I'm just wondering about your reflections from your Cycle Oregon experience, actually being in some communities that have been very hard hit by the decline in timber production in Oregon, and whether you feel that experience will help you wend your way through this job.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for that question. I appreciate it. Cycle Oregon, as you understand, Senator, started off for the purpose of offering rural development. And when we started it in 1979, it was the communities were very hard hit, and we've put a lot of money into the communities, and measures in the tens of millions of dollars just by over the history of Cycle Oregon and visiting the communities. But more importantly, the thing I've really enjoyed is we have 2,000 riders that we take out into Oregon every year, and we have them as a captive audience for 7 days, and this great camaraderie develops among those riders, and we're going to communities, and we really take an interest in those communities. We've done, I think, some wonderful things as a result of that. And halfway, we helped the county buy back their fairgrounds when it kind of squandered the title to it. And halfway is healthy again with their county fairgrounds operating. At Diamond Lake, where we camped two nights a year ago, we put Cycle Oregon funded the restocking of the trout after the chub problems in Diamond Lake. Through the profits of Cycle Oregon over these years, we've established a $1.5 million fund at the Oregon Community Foundation that we fund these programs with. This last year, we made our signature grant to the Wallala Moraine issue of somehow trying to bring the owners of the moraines into agreement on how the moraines are going to be managed in the future. Very interestingly, this year at As we camped two nights in Wallala on a rest day, we allowed all of our riders the opportunity to become friends of the forest and go into the National Forest and do some repair work. Snow damage to the bridges had been very severe the last couple of years, so our riders actually did a volunteer project where they worked for a day doing restorative work in the forest. And it was a huge success because those people go away remembering that they were the ones that did the work in the forest, and they develop a disproportionate interest in the forest as a result of that. It's just like in Portland, you talk to so many adults who said, when I was a kid, I planted trees in the Tillamook Forest, and they remember the Tillamook Forest as being entirely planted by school kids, and they're vested in the Tillamook Forest and what makes the Tillamook Forest good. Now, never mind, they probably planted less than 5% of the trees. The other 95% were planted by professional tree planters, but they have that remembrance of that experience, and as a result, they're vested. A longer answer than you wanted, sorry.
No, I appreciate it, because I know when I first took my daughter on her first cycle Oregon, I think it was in 2004, we went through Whittle, and there was a mill that was closed down there. And it was a very sad-looking place.
Yes.
And then about 2 miles later, we wheel around a corner, and there's a giant clear cut. Clear cuts, when they're first done, do not look very pretty. And I said, honey, there is the issue here on 4th Street yes. that we have in Oregon. But I just think it's really important for people to really understand all of the factors that go into play. And I think you did.
And the concise answer would have been to have told you that at Cycle Oregon, we have a perfect forum to talk to our riders about those kinds of issues, which we do through our daily newspaper that we publish on site.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Blackwell. One of the tests that I probably will have for your appointment, and the appointment of Ms. Wilson and the appointment of Ms. Philippi, is if in the future, if your reappointment comes back, which I hope it does, that it will go as smoothly as our reappointments to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Because I went through with Senator Brown, the original appointments to that group a number of years ago that honestly was one of the most difficult appointment processes I've ever seen. And they came back not that long ago to this committee, and it went through so smoothly, I was very surprised. Now, it's not as if all controversy has went away from ODFW, but in terms of people coming in and saying that they had problems, not very many came forward to say that they had issues. So you have a very big job ahead of you, and I really appreciate your willingness to serve. The other thing is I would ask that Mr. Macamuto, the other commissioner who has served as the acting chair while the chair's position has been open, I think he's done a remarkable job. He seems very committed to working on the issues, very balanced, and I'm sure he will be also. So, and I want to actually also thank Mr. Brown, the state forester, for being here for these appointments. Any other questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much.
And it is probably somewhat of a surprise to the people in the audience. This seems to be going very smoothly. But I think we have been working on this appointment process now for, about a year? So I do need to get a couple more things in before we move on to other appointments. So could Mr. Cluding and Mr. Van Dyke come forward both? And if you could each take just a couple of minutes each to express what you need to express to the committee, and we'll see if there are any questions. Mr. Cluding, if you could just start, I'd appreciate
it. Thank you, Chair Devlin, Senator Brown, Senator Farioli, Senator Burdick, and for the record, my name is Bill Cluding, Carter Industrial Council, and I want to thank you for allowing me to speak today. I'm here today to speak on behalf of the appointment of Steve Wilson to the Board of Forestry. I've known Steve a long time. He comes from an excellent timber-based background, and he knows forest. And in order to have a good forest, you have to have good forest management. If you don't have good forest management, your environment suffers, fish and wildlife suffers. And what better person could you look at putting on this board than a person that represents thousands of people in the Northwest in the timber industry? Without a stable timber supply, without good forest management, our jobs suffer. And one of the key things that we work on when we represent our workers is a sustainable supply of timber from our forest. Again, when you know proper forest management, you can have that sustainable yield. You can protect the environment for recreation, protect fish and wildlife, and protect water. Thank you.
Mr. Van Dyke, and then we'll see if there are any questions.
Thank you, Chair Devlin and Senators, for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Bob Van Dyke. I live in Forest Grove, Oregon, and I'm here today on behalf of the Wild Salmon Center. I support the slate of nominees that were put forward today for the Board of Forestry. Ms. Phillippe has proven herself an effective and dedicated board member. Mr. Wilson promises to bring a labor perspective that's been missing from the board. And Mr. Blackwell's background and experiences give every indication that he'll be an effective chair for the board. I did want to make one small caveat or addition, and that's that looking forward to future appointees, I hope the senators will keep in mind people who have a strong background as executive director level leadership position in the conservation community or from the scientific community. I think those are a couple of places that we could use some additions to the board, people with those backgrounds, for two reasons. One, just for breadth of expertise, people who know something about those areas, and secondly, to enhance the sense of inclusion by members of the conservation community, that they really have a ear on the board. So that's all I have to say. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Any questions for Mr. Van Dyke or Mr. Kluding? Seeing none, thank you both for coming here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone left to testify on the Board of Forestry? Seeing no one, I will move on to the next appointment. Let's go to someone in person. How about Ms. Angela Munkers for the Home Care Commission?
Good afternoon. Chair Devlin, Senators. My name is Angela Munkers. I live in Dallas, Oregon. I'm looking to represent Oregon Home Care Commission. I currently am employed in the Seniors and People with Disabilities in the Department of Human Services. I work in the in-home services unit. I've worked for 13 years with in-home seniors and people with physical disabilities, worked in their homes doing assessments for home-delivered meals, in-home services. So I bring the experience of seeing inside the seniors' homes in Oregon to bring to the board to the importance of continuing a training for a workforce that's very important to continue to keep our seniors in home and receive care and services in the place that they select and choose to have their care and not in nursing facilities. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much for coming here today and very much appreciate your willingness to serve.
Thank you. This slide is not public.
Now we will move on to the State Board of Nursing. Ms. Kay Carnegie, I believe, is here in person. Ms. Carnegie, you've heard the routine already, so I won't go through it again. Just identify yourself for the record. And
okay. I also like that it's been a smooth process, so I hope that continues.
When there's a war up here, you will notice. And there's no war up here today.
Chair Devlin and members of the committee, I am Kay Carnegie, and my current position, I'm the Associate Dean of Health Sciences at Chemeketa Community College here in Salem. And I've been doing this for about 6 years, and prior to that, I worked as a nursing faculty at Chemeketa for 20 years. So most of my nursing career has been in nursing education, and I've loved it all of it. And I also feel like being involved in your professional professional organizations is extremely important. And so I've been very active in the Oregon Nurses Association, the Oregon Nurse Leadership Council. I served as president 1 year on that. And also the Oregon Council of Associate Degree Nursing Programs, OCAP. I also served as president for that for 1 year. And it was actually that organization that said, Kay, you really should go be this representative on the State Board of Nursing. And I got to thinking about it and thought that would really be a great experience for me. When I took this associate degree or the associate dean position that I'm currently in, I've been going to the State Board of Nursing meetings, their public meetings, just because I feel like it helps me a lot in my position and being up to date on things that are going on in the state. So I do have a definite interest in the regulation part of nursing, and I have served on a task force through the State Board of Nursing when we were looking at the scope of practice, and I did enjoy that process too. As far as it may look that I'm kind of limited, that I've been at Chemeketa for so long, but I think in the state of Oregon, the nursing education community, we really are a close group, and I have my friends at OHSU or wherever, that you really get exposure to a lot of different programs, even though that you've been in one program. And I feel like my current job and how you have to weigh different problems and take in all the information before you make a decision, I think that all would be qualities that would help me serve as the nurse educator representative on the State Board of Nursing. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and I'm happy to answer any of your questions.
Any questions for Ms. Carnegie? Well, again, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
I should forewarn you that I probably will be calling upon you during the session for some legislation that may be under consideration.
Okay.
Having to do with nurse educators.
I kind of guess that might be it. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, Ms. Mill.
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the rest of the members of the Senate Rules Committee, Senator Ferrioli, Senator Brown, Senator Burdick. The process basically is if you'll just talk for 1 or 2 minutes about your background and why you want to serve on the State Board of Nursing, and then we'll see if there are any questions, and then a little bit later in the meeting we will take action on making a recommendation to the full Senate.
Very well, to start, my name is Linda Mill. I work at Bay Area Hospital in Coos Bay, Oregon. I've been a staff nurse there since, I believe, 86, 87. I work in our step-down unit. For the last several years, I've worked with the Oregon Nurses Association and the Oregon Association of Hospitals and Health Systems to work on the new Oregon nurse staffing law. I found that work very challenging and rewarding. This opportunity came up towards the end of a long year of working with those two entities, and I really felt like I could serve the community. What I've learned serving on these other two groups with them, working with them collaboratively, has really helped me a great deal working in my own community hospital. I've been able to come back to the nurses on the floor with good information and insight from other areas. Since we're a pretty rural area, we don't see too many people off the I-5. So it's kind of nice to be in touch with other hospitals throughout the state and realize we really are at the top of our game in our practice. So I found this opportunity something that I really have looked forward to. And I'm looking forward to being able to serve not only the state, but my own area as well. If you have any questions, I'll entertain them. I'm not really sure what else to tell you about myself, other than I really do love the practice of nursing, and I look forward to seeing it grow.
Well, thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Mill? Seeing none, very much appreciate, the committee appreciates your willingness to serve. We will take action on your appointment just a little bit later in this meeting.
Thank you very much, and you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. We will now go on to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Sergeant Jenna Morrison. She's admiring. Senator Brown is admiring your belt buckle. You don't get the badge, though. If you wore the badge, you'd be in trouble.
Thank you. Chair Devlin, Senators, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. My name is Sergeant Jenna Morrison. I work with the Benton County Sheriff's Office, and I have been there for over 11 years. I was recently contacted about becoming a member of the PSRB, and was actually surprised to know that one of the positions was a parole and probation position. The PSRB is a very important part of what I believe is public safety community, although unfortunately very little is known about the PSRB. I believe that as a member of the board, I would bring a public safety perspective. I have worked with sex offenders for the past 8 years, and so I do understand the some of the complexities of working with a difficult and very public population. I also believe that what I could do as a member of the board is be a conduit between the board and law enforcement and the community corrections communities in order to facilitate the flow of information between the two.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Morrison? I do know that several members of the committee here have considerable experience with the board.
So. Would you like to elaborate, Mr. Chair?
Several members of the committee have experience with looking at the operations of the board and the function of the board. They have never been before the board. And I won't make any comments further than that, because they'll probably get me in trouble. Anyway, again, appreciate very much your willingness to serve, and I do believe you'll bring a great deal of experience to this, and it's I was admiring your belt buckle too. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank
we'll
you.
Take action just a little bit later. We'll next go on to the Residential Structures Board, Mr. John Mills. Please identify yourself for the record, and you've seen the routine that we get.
Chairman Devlin and members of the committee, I'm John Mills. I live here in Salem. I'm a concrete contractor. I've been in business for 31 years, and I hope a few more years. I have served both on the local, national, and state level on the home builders. I'm currently a member of the safety committee. I chair the safety committee at the state level. I'm on the construction safety committee at the national level, and on the board at the local level. I desire to serve the state. 15 years ago, I decided I wanted to give back to the home builders for what all they've done for me. And now, later in my, I hope to retire. I have a succession plan in place that I hope I can retire in 5 years. And I would like to serve in a different position. And I think I have a lot to add for the Residential Construction Board. And there are a lot of things coming down, green building envelopes right now. And I look at that both as a consumer. I have three adult children that will be buying homes in the near future, and as a in the construction industry. So, I mean, there's a lot of important things that are happening. I would like to see jurisdictions have state guidelines rather than have different jurisdictions dictating what they want for green building in different areas. So I thought this would be an opportunity to serve.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mills. Any question for Mr. Mills? Well, thank you very much for appearing here today. We will take action on your appointment just a little bit later.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Now, for the sake of the record, Mr. Mills should understand that this is a normal part of the process. Mr. James Bella has sent you all an email. As you all may recall, Mr. Bella appears commonly on every time this board members come before this committee, every time something relative to DeGamme comes before this committee to express his concerns. So I just want to say it for the record that the members have the email. I've made sure that the chair has the email for the record. Okay, we will now go on to Miss Jennifer Duncan?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Miss Duncan. Sorry it's taken a little bit of time to connect you. You're appearing before us for appointment to the Black Affairs Commission.
Yes, I am.
The routine is basically if you'll just give us a brief 1 or 2 minute presentation on your background, your interest, and then we'll see if there are any questions from the committee.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Jennifer Duncan. I live at 4933 Northeast 15th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, and I am an educator at Jefferson High School here in North Portland, Oregon at 5210 North Kirby. I represent the educational establishment as an educator, and I am committed to helping in ways beyond just educating students to help with education of our young people, particularly since Jefferson High School is a high-need school with an attendance that is not where we would like it to be. I want to further the education of students beyond being in the classroom, and if there's something I can do to help legislation move forward, anything outside of the boundaries. I'm kind of out of the boundaries. I want to be effective and not simply move along with the status quo of events. We can see a real need for our students to be good citizens. And in order to be good citizens, we want to bring a democratic perspective into the classroom, and the best way that I can do that is to perform my civic duty of serving on committees where I can speak as a voice for the school, for the students. And I appreciate having the opportunity to do this.
Thank you very much for being willing to come forward here today, and thank you very much for your willingness to serve the state. Are there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will take action on your appointment just a little bit later today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. With that, I will close all of the public hearings on the parties to be considered. And before I go to a work session, I hope no one really leaves the room, but I just need about a 90-second recess. Senator Farrelly. Executive appointments for December 3rd. I will open a work session. I move that the following appointments be moved to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Jennifer Duncan to the Commission on Black Affairs, Amy Schuff to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, John Blackwell and Stephen Wilson to the State Board of Forestry, Angela Munkers to the Home Care Commission, Kay Carnegie and Linda Mill to the Oregon State Board of Nursing, Jenna Morrison to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, John Mills to the Residential Structures Board, and Robin Risley to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. Senator Brown, since this will be your last appearance on the Senate floor, will you be comfortable with carrying this?
Oh, sure. Okay. I think I can handle that.
Unless you want to come back after your other state service.
No.
I will open a work session. I move the appearance be waived and the following reappointments be moved to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Raymond Johnson to the Oregon Board of Accountancy. Leanna Reeves to the Commission on Asian Affairs. Mike Bradley to the Board of Boiler Rules. Mark Knutson to the State Commission on Children and Families. Michael Makahy to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Walter Hazen to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board. Jennifer Philippi to the State Board of Forestry. Michael Eister and Dean Kurchi, sorry about that, to the Lane Transit and District Board. Terry Hurst to the Mechanical Board. Patricia Marquesino to the Oregon State Board of Nursing. Bree Atkins and Donald Didier, to the Sex Offender Treatment Board. Robin Risley to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. And Thomas Green, Gordon Monk, Sam Stern, and Cassandra Wilson to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We seem to have Robin Risley twice.
You probably have her as an appointment and reappointment.
Okay, all right.
So, any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to add, I believe we created the Sex Offender Treatment Board in the 07 session.
Yes.
And I was sitting on the Public Safety Ways and Means Committee, and I asked for a report. I have received one from one of the members of the board, which I'm very grateful for and will be responding to. I just wanted to say it was really nice to have a board member be so responsive. So clearly they are on target and working very hard to make this a functioning board. So I'm very pleased about that.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Senator Ferriola?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, it's my habit to vote no on all the teacher standards and practices appointments, since I firmly believe that any institution like that one should deal with teacher competency, and this agency does not. But I will forego that pleasure. Just ask the nominees, because you're doing this in bloc, just ask the nominees to consider themselves voted no in spirit. But I won't vote no on them in this committee, nor probably on the floor, since they're in bloc.
Well, Senator Ferriola, if that is an offer, if I can move it to a future appointment.
No.
Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. I'm going to let Senator Ferriola off the hook because it's hurting him already on that one. Senator Burdick, will you carry?
I'd be pleased, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
With that, that concludes our business for today. That probably concludes our business for this. Yeah, it's all in there.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay.
That concludes our business for today. Yes.
You mentioned earlier that at least one of our members is attending their last official.
Two announcements I should make today, actually.
Mr. Chair.
This is the last official committee meeting for today, and Senator Burdick, I believe, is celebrating her 39th birthday today.
Yay!
more than once.
But any additional discussion?
Oh, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I want to wish our colleague Godspeed in her new role, and
thanks.
It's been a pleasure to serve and sometimes a pain.
Well, if it's there for really, I can say likewise. I'm really going to miss you guys, but I won't be very far, and I anticipate that I'll be knocking on your doors on a regular basis.
She hasn't heard about the new reorganization of the building.
Actually, the eviction notice is in her inbox. She won't get that until January.
Well, anyway, I better stop this before it gets too much farther, since we're still on the record.
Yes.
So thank you very much for being here today. This should be, I believe, our last meeting for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not anticipate at this point, though I can't guarantee you, that there will not be an appointment before we go into session. It will not be on executive appointments. It's a question of whether or not I need to do anything additional on some other issues that might be before this committee. So with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you.